This is a regularly scheduled City Council meeting. It's Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Cheryl Lappin, the Vice President of the City Council. I am presiding this evening because the mayor is out of town and Scott Lennon is acting mayor. Thank you all for coming out on this rainy night. We appreciate it. We also want you to know that we have received all of your emails and phone calls. We couldn't possibly respond to every single one, but we have read them, so thank you. I am going to call on Councillor Auchincloss to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
So tonight we are going to first do the business of the board. We're going to hear the reports from the committees in the last 2 weeks. We're going to vote on what we call first call, which are the items that we all agree on, and then on second call are the ones that we want to debate. Just wanted to let you know what we're doing. So first, I would, on your desks, there is a draft of the noise ordinance as approved in finance and a matrix of the amendments and a list of the amendments. There is also a draft special permit council order for Modern Bar. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. I'd like to call on the Chair of Land Use, Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. The report begins on page 302. The first item is 340-16, special permit petition. I thought it was. Is it not? Usually I'm pretty loud, Councilor Fuller. Better? All right. I'll begin again. Page 302, the first item is 340-16, special permit petition to increase a non-conforming front setback at 15 Cottage Court. Sean Elisev and Virginia Elisev, this is 15 Cottage Court, Ward 1. The public hearing was closed, and the Land Use Committee approved this 8-0. Turning to the next page, the next item, 308-16, was held. The next item, 392-16, is on second call. The next item is 261-16, parens 2, closed parens. Special permit petition will allow site and building improvements at the street. This is the Chestnut Hill Shopping Center. Colleagues, for your edification, originally this was a petition for 1 through 55, the Boylston Street, the petitioner voluntarily withdrew a significant portion of it, so this focuses only on 55. The public hearing was closed. The Land Use Committee approved this 7-0. Madam Acting President, I do have an amended board order that is on everyone's desk. Do I need to poll the committee in that regard?
Yes, if it's amended.
All right. So, colleagues on the Land Use Committee, we have an amended board order, slight amendments made at the request of Councillor Baker. I think I speak for Councillor Fuller and myself that they're acceptable to us. They were acceptable to the petitioner. So I need a motion for suspension of the rules to poll my committee. May I have that?
Motion.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
I'm moving it. All right, so I need to poll my committee. All in favor of accepting the amended proposal? Show of hands, please. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did I miss someone here? 8. I'm sorry, 8-0. So that's reported out. Then I have a series of auto dealerships. I'm going to read those quite quickly, if I may.
Thank you.
One on page 303. 432-16, Clay Nissan of Newton, 1-17, McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 433-16, Village Motors Group, Inc., 434-16, New England Motor Mart, Inc., 2-17, Motor Cars of Boston, Inc., 435-16, Jacob and Associates, 436-16 Sonoma Classics LLC, 437-16 RJS Service Inc. Turning to page 305, Sam's Auto Center, 408-16, and then 405-16 NTC Newton Trade Center. All of those were approved 7-0. And that ends the report, but I do have one public hearing to assign, if I may.
Yes, please do.
The other item on page 309 and 310, the ore building project was held. But turning to page 311, there's a public hearing to be assigned for January 26, 2017, 431-16. Special permit to allow three attached dwellings at 377 Langley Road, at 367-377 Langley Road, Ward 6. And that concludes the report and the assignment of public hearings.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Zoning and Planning Committee Chair Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. The report of the Zoning and Planning Committee begins on page 305 of the report's docket. The first item is number 53-16, parens 2, Director of Planning requesting technical amendments to the Newton Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 30, in order to address edits relating to missing or incorrectly transcribed ordinance provisions. A hearing was held and closed on the same night and was approved by Zoning and Planning by a vote, as amended, of 6-0. It was also recommended for a public hearing was held by the Planning Board, which also recommended approval. At this time, however, I need to move for a suspension of the rules. I hope that everybody had a chance in their packets this weekend. They should have seen a memo from Reed Lawler in the Law Department stating that the Planning Department and the Law Department were going to withdraw just one of these technical amendments, which relates to sections 6.2.2 and 6.2.2.3. It's a rather arcane issue. I'd rather not dive down into the weeds on it. Suffice it to say, however, that when they drafted the technical amendment, the intention was to carry over the original intent of our previous zoning act or zoning code, which, as everybody knows, back in the end of November 2015, we had adopted a reformatting. There was an inadvertent error, and so the Law Department at this time, after reviewing the technical amendment that was proposed, would like to withdraw just that part, but would like for the City Council to approve the remainder of the technical amendments as amended during the meeting. So at this time, I would move for a suspension of the rules to...
Chairman would like suspension of rules. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. So at this time, I'm going to poll the committee as to the withdrawal of the technical amendments to sections 6.2.2 and 6.2.3 of the Zoning Act. That's Chapter 30. All in favor of approving withdrawal? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I see. Leary and Baker is absent at this time. So that's 7-0 in favor of the item 53-16 parens 2 is further amended. The next item is 415-16, Councillor Hess Mahan requesting to amend Chapter 30, Section 7.3.2.E to conform with recent amendments to Mass General Laws, Chapter 48, Section 9. This was made unnecessary by the technical amendments that were proposed by the Planning Department, so the Zoning and Planning Committee voted no action necessary by a vote of 6-0. That is the report of the Zoning and Planning Committee, and I would move that report. Also at this time, however, I need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to refer to committee a late-filed docket item.
Councillor Hess Mahan would like a suspension of the rules. All in favor? Okay.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. Docket number 16-17, Councilor Harney requesting an amendment to the City of Newton Revised Ordinances, Chapter 30, Section 7.5, Administration Site Plan Review, to require that as part of the process, the Planning Development Department conduct a public hearing and to extend the amount of time that the City has to review the application. And that is the report of the committee.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Programs and Services, Chairman Rice.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. We only have one item in Programs and Services. The one that's not on second call, of course. it's on page 308. His Honor the Mayor requesting the City Council to authorize the Board of Library Trustees to apply for state funds which might be make improvements in additions to Newton Free Library, which will defray all a part of the cost of the design, construction, equipping the library project, as to authorize the library trustees to accept, expand in such funds when received without further appropriations. That was voted no action necessary in Programs and Services 5-0, and our other item is on second call.
Thank you very much. Next, we have public safety. Page 306. 306. 388, 16, parens 2.
Thank you very much. 388-16, the Honor of the Mayor requesting the City Council authorize the Board of Library Trustees. Isn't that the same item I just read?
Yeah. It's different.
Okay. 388-16, parens 2, Newton Free Library Director requesting approval of conceptual design for renovation of addition of Newton Free Library as basis for application to the Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners for a library construction grant. Program and services also voted no action necessary 5-0.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Public Safety Chairman Ciccone.
Thank you, Madam President. The report begins in the middle of page 306. First item is 7-17. Commissioner of Public Works requesting approval of design installation of intersection improvements, including a traffic signal bump outs in the intersection of Harvard and Washington Street. Public Safety and Transportation approved that 8-0. And the second item is on second call. So that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Public Facilities, Chair Crossley.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. The report is on page 307, beginning with 439-16, which is a National Grid petition for a grant of location in Ruane Circle for a new gas service. That was voted approved 5-0. Next is item number 7-17, a request for an approval of intersection improvements at Harvard and Washington Street, requested by the Commissioner of Public Works, and that was approved 6-0. The next two items were voted no action necessary. 388-16, authorizing the Library Board of Trustees to apply for grant funds for library renovation. This project was withdrawn by the Library Board of Trustees. So we voted no action necessary 5-0. And 388-16 parens 2, which was the approval of conceptual library design for grant application. And this item was voted no action necessary for the same reason, 5-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Next we have Finance Chairman Gentile.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. The finance report begins at the top of page 308. The first item is 445-16. Councilor Gentile, on behalf of the Comptroller's Search Committee, recommending Sue Jakowski for appointment to the City Council to succeed David Wilkinson as Comptroller of the City of Newton. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 8-17, Councilor Gentile requesting authorization to temporarily increase the authorized full-time complement of the Comptroller's Office staff by one FTE. This was approved 8-0. 9-17, Comptroller David Wilkinson requesting a discussion with the Finance Committee regarding financial reform measures in the Governor's Municipal Modernization Law. This was voted After the update, a vote of no action necessary, 8-0. And as an FYI, the governor's municipal modernization law is what gives cities and towns the authority to reduce the speed limit to 25 miles an hour, which I guess we'll be discussing later. 25-15, parens 2, I'm going to read it and then ask for a suspension of the rules. Councilor Gentile requesting an amendment to the City of Newton ordinances to increase the Investment Advisory Committee membership to 9 by adding an additional member to be appointed by the President of the Council. And at this time, I would like to move a suspension of the rules in order to poll the committee to substitute approval for NAN. Second.
Chairman Gentile would like a suspension of the rules. All in favor? Okay.
So in committee, I sent out an email, and there was a hard copy in your packet over the weekend as for the reason to substitute approval for NAN. I did not hear back from anyone, so hopefully everyone is okay with this. But on the motion to approve instead of NAN, all those in favor, please raise your hand. I see 6-7. Did I miss someone? Opposed? You're all set? Okay, so 8-0. So that passes 8-0. And the last item is 388-16 is honor the mayor requesting that the City Council authorize the Board of Library Trustees to apply for state funds to make improvements and additions to the library and to authorize the library trustees to accept and expend any such funds. This item was voted, as with the other two committees, no action necessary by a vote of 8-0, and I would move the report.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the Real Property Reuse Committee, Chairman Albright.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. There is no report, but I would like to remind colleagues that there's a hearing on Thursday, and I know two of our members already have told me they can't be there, so I'm hoping that others will let me know if they can't be there as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other business on first call? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councillor Albright. Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker. Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
Councillor Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
Okay, first call items pass.